But I thought of giving you a useful pot to put things in.
I'm very glad,
said Piglet happily,
that I thought of giving you something to put in a useful pot.
But Eeyore wasn't listening. He was taking the balloon out and putting it back again, as happy as he could be.
Dear folks,
that's the land of Pooh.
Yeah, good old Pooh.
Oh, I just drifted right off to sleep.
That was more fun than watching the TV, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was nice.
Dear friends,
maybe we'll do it again next week. What do you think,
Phil? I wanted to say that I think being on the radio is more fun than watching TV, too.
Thank you. TV, too. I watch TV 4, except I live in the hills and I can't get it.
You have to watch it in the hills.
For what?
Sure.
Good night, you guys.
Good night, you guys. It's Straight Up. This is KBOO.FM, and if you're still listening on the air, it's 90.7. This is the Sudden Radio Project. We went down in the basement and dusted off a few bottles of wine, and underneath one we found this old radio show from 2005, I believe. So enjoy it. It's 11 o'clock. Turn out the lights and listen.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Let's live happily ever after.
Okay.
Good evening. You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Welcome to another lovely and memorable edition of the Sudden Radio Project. Let's begin, shall we?
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm pregnant.
Is that a good thing?
I love you.
Really?
Yes. Do you love me?
Can I get back to you on that?
I love you.
Bullshit.
I was just trying to get into your pants.
Well, why didn't you say so? Well, see, I'm telling you, emerging markets are the way to go, man.
I don't know. My patriotic gene is hesitant.
I can't believe she got kicked off the island.
I'm convinced they only let stupid people vote on that show.
Domestic stocks are going nowhere. Everybody's spooked for no good reason, but there's no way to change that, so you gotta react.
Oh, I got the best swimsuit for our vacation. It is totally hot.
And the best thing is she won't need to bring dental floss.
Shut up! You know you love it.
Sexy and practical, that's my gal.
You are such a dweeb.
We're going off-road on our vacation.
Over my dead body.
Well, what do you mean?
Our brand new 50 grand automobile isn't going near a puddle, much less off-road.
Ha! It's an SUV, that's what it's for.
He's got you there, Kels.
Buy an ATV if you want to play in the mud.
I'll buy you some butt floss and we can play in the mud.
Now you're talking. Yeah.
Boys will be boys.
Excuse me. Waiter! Waiter!
You folks doing all right?
More black gold, please.
Me too.
Okay.
Acid rain.
Sure.
Another 3 Mile Island.
Great. I'll be right back with those. Are you still working on your appetizer?
Yes.
No problem. Your entree should be up in just a few minutes.
Thanks. Anyone want to share?
Sure.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, me too.
You betcha.
Thanks.
Welcome. How about you, honey?
You know the part I like.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, this could be a toughie. Let's try... Oh! No, hold on. Oh, yeah, almost got it. Almost. Oh! And There.
Thanks, dear.
The rest is mine, so back off.
Yes, sir.
Sure that isn't going to blow your diet, big guy?
Which one are you guys on again?
Hey, I'm only 10 pounds over playing weight.
More like 10 pounds over sumo weight.
We give ourselves a night off every now and then. I didn't put in 6 years of college so I could eat rice cakes every day.
You aren't exactly svelte yourself there, Curly.
Why, I'm better than svelte. I'm fat.
We're done fighting that battle. If we want to eat, we're damn well going to eat. Life's too short.
My old man used to say, you're either going to have a coronary from being too fat or from worrying about being too fat. So what's the diff?
What's that? Is that your phone?
Huh?
I thought your phone rang.
No, I turned it off.
Was mine.
I'm innocent.
That's strange. I swear I heard something.
Was it a watch?
I don't think so.
Oh, hey, check this out. I downloaded this new ringtone. It's great.
Open the door to freedom. Open the door to freedom.
Nice.
Freedom. I like it.
Freedom. It's a keeper.
Alrighty, folks. Here's your main course.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Awesome.
Can I get you anything else?
Oh, no,
that's fine.
That's great.
Just fine.
Great. Enjoy your meal.
Have you ever had these before?
They're really good.
Oh, they look delicious.
Mm-mm. Which would you like? There's Asian, African, and Mexican.
Mexican.
Olé.
How do I eat it?
Well, I'll show you. First, you mutilate it.
Don't be gross.
I want flesh. I want flesh.
Dip it in the red sauce, and then you just tear into it like this.
It's best to just use your hands.
Don't be afraid to get messy.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Here, try a bite.
Mmm, that is really good.
I told you.
Buddy?
Wow, this is totally awesome.
You want one of your own?
Sure.
I want the dark meat. Mmm. This is almost sinful.
Mmm, it's positively decadent.
We told you.
Hedonistic, even.
Immoral.
Some people just deserve better.
Membership has its privileges.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you just as much as you love me.
No, you don't.
I love you.
Excuse me?
I love you.
Have we met?
I love you.
I love you.
Are you mocking me?
Are you mocking me?
She got up from her desk like a manga heroine rising from the ashes, only with grape jelly on her t-shirt. Mrs. Dangle didn't seem to notice. She was droning on about verbs or some other boring shit that I don't ever need when I join the NBA. We were supposed to color the right verb on some ancient verb chart. Lila ignored the command, moved across the room to my desk like a grandma in rollerblades, and plopped her spud-like mitt on my crayons.
Eric? I need a favor, dude. A big favor.
I took the rubber band off my wrist and aimed it at her.
You gotta help me, dude.
Something in her voice told me she would beat the crap out of me if I didn't help her. I shot the rubber band at Cullen instead.
Ow!
Gave her the once-over, like she was a new Game Boy behind glass at Target. Her eyes were the color of blue Kool-Aid. Her small nose looked like the start of a half-pipe.
Derek, don't be such a dick!
What the hell do you want? Get off my crayons.
Jimmy Ostrander hasn't been to school for 2 weeks. I'm worried.
Is he the dork with those fish tank glasses?
No, that's Arnie. Jimmy has buck teeth. You call him Squirrel Boy.
That's right. I do. What an asshole. So, he's not here? He keeps Twinkies in his desk, doesn't he?
I want you to find him for me.
Bogus, totally bogus, Lila. We don't get the newest colloquial expressions in the third grade. We get hand-me-downs. If you don't like it, you can drink this. Besides, she got the point. Maybe he's got the mumps.
He's had the mumps, and the measles, and fist disease.
Bet he has lice. They send them home for head lice, you know, Lila. They get in the whole house, all over the furniture, man, and the pillows. They live forever. If you get lice on you, they'll never die. You gotta shave your head and take a bath in gasoline. If you touch Jimmy, you'd probably have lice, too. Your whole family probably has lice. Say, how's your older sister? The one in middle school? What's her name again?
Lila, get back to your desk. Derek, stop talking to her and get to work. That's your state work sample. I have to get my paperwork in by Friday. Do you want a time out?
Isn't she ever gonna retire? What a bitch. She must be 2 zillion years old. I tried to push back one of Lila's nails with my pencil point.
Please? Find out what happened to him.
I get 3 bags of M&Ms a day. No questions asked. Plus expenses. I usually got only 2 a day. But I thought I saw a little tear in her eye. And it made her look like Ramona Quimby. Pain costs more. I drew an X on the back of her hand with a magic marker and put gum in her ear. She rolled her tongue on her upper lip and made her mouth look like the beginning of a fruit roll-up.
I'll see you at lunch. Thank you, Derek.
She sauntered back to her desk with the grace of J-Lo on Oreos. Maybe I didn't give a shit about Jimmy, but I'd hunt up my own dad for 3 bags of M&Ms. And besides, I knew where to look.
Make sure your name and period is bubbled in at the top of the paper and pass them all over to Howard. You have 20 seconds to do it right if you want to go to morning recess. Jennifer, put your dress down.
What are you doing in my part of the yard, dickwad? Want to shorten your suck-ass life? Did you forget where the girl's foursquare was?
Listen, Freckles, have you heard anything about Jimmy Ostrander?
What an asshole. Maybe I did, and maybe I didn't. Who wants to know?
You know I can't reveal my clients.
Grab him, boys! So, what's it to you, puss face?
Freckles was a dirty little scumbag, a rich product of yuppies who was trying to prove he was one of the lowlifes. I knew he could be bought like a nerd afraid of gym class. I found the PE teacher's car keys in the bathroom. Tell me what you know about Jimmy and they're yours.
You're shitting me. You ain't got shit, do we, boys?
Yeah, he's full of shit. It's a purple Honda with a pink triangle on the back window. I smeared Lunchables cheese on the back seat.
Torque, go check it out. You better be right, douche brains, or you'll never see your lunch bag again. What's your interest in Jimmy? He's a loser.
He stole my wrestling cards, and I'm gonna break his legs. There was a noise in the air, like a BMX getting hit by one of those little special ed buses. I knew he was thinking it out. Come on, tell me what you know.
He's right, Freckles. There is cheese on the back seat.
Give me the keys, Dingleberry.
I don't have them on me, Freckles. Think I'm stupid? Talk, and I'll tell you where they are. I hid them under the math teacher's porno mags in the staff lounge, but it wasn't worth the trade. All he knew about Jimmy was that some woman, probably a transsexual aunt, picked him up after music on Thursday in a dirty Ford. There was somebody who might know, though. And if only we find the time and be able to talk.
Today, half of you will take the statewide pull-up test, while the rest of you, Anna, get back in line, while the rest of you play dodgeball.
I'll return your locker room hygiene papers tomorrow.
But the dodgeball is flat.
We are going to use a bowling ball instead. And I don't want to hear any crying. This is PE, not a sewing circle. Timothy, get your hand out of your gym shorts.
I backed into the corner where I usually stand to escape getting smacked in the face. But I dragged Leslie Wilson with me. Leslie was a teacher's assistant, a narc, as they used to say. He knew everything in the school. He got beat up every day at lunch, so he was happy I wasn't kicking his teeth in.
What? I didn't do nothing!
Easy, Lesbo. I ain't gonna hurt you today. Come here. You know Jimmy Ostrander.
What an asshole! Yeah, I know him. So?
Where is he?
Maybe he's sick.
How'd you look in the locker room with no left nut?
Okay. This is my privilege if I tell you. I don't really know anything, but...
Wanna play dodgeball?
All right. I was sharpening pencils for the principal's secretary, and I saw transfer papers on her desk. And I think I saw Jimmy's name on them. And I heard something about... Lent.
There was only two places on Earth worse than hell. One was Lent's, and the other was my grandma's breath. If Jimmy had gone to Lent's, chances are we might never see him again. It was a place from which few third graders ever returned, a Bermuda Triangle in the school district. I never even heard of Benchmark. Whatever was going on, I knew I had to get into the principal's office. Shit. I pantsed Heather Leanbrow.
Derek!
Do you know why you were here, Derek?
Her pants just fell down. I didn't do it. She was trying to dodge the dodgeball and...
The student management specialist, Ms. Gaskett, has something to say to you.
We hear you've been asking a lot of questions, Derek. Pretty nosy, aren't you? Know what happens to nosy little boys? Huh? Have you been asking about Jimmy Ostranded?
Ostrander. What an asshole. What's your interest in Jimmy?
He hasn't been here for a few weeks. I really miss him. Really, I was just kind of curious.
Like a cat, Derek? Are you a little cat?
I ain't no pussy.
Just 5 minutes alone with him, sir. That's all I want. Just 5 minutes during class change.
Calm down. You're getting a referral, Derek. If you don't want to get suspended, or worse, stop asking about Jimmy. Get it?
Get it, punk? Get it?
Just then, they moved away from me, and Gaskett spilled coffee on the desk. They moved papers away from the spill, and I saw it. I saw Jimmy's name, and I saw a form from Tadbury. So that's it. Worse than Lent's. Worse than hell. Tadbury was a behavior school. Lockdown kind of place. I guess Jimmy lit one too many books on fire or peed on the music teacher's violin again. Whatever his crime, Tadbury was a 13-week stay for his rehabilitation. Jimmy would have been sent up for 13 weeks.
Have your parents sign this and bring it back tomorrow.
Any whisper about this Ostranded business and we'll suspend you.
Get it?
In music, I told Lila that Jimmy and his family had moved to the Yucatan. She cried like a lunch money victim in Catholic school, and I got a timeout. But she held my hand walking across the park that night going home. It felt warm and moist, sticky too. And there was some kind of a lumpy part near her thumb. I think it was a wart. She held on tight. Sure, Jimmy would be back in about 11 weeks. But with me and Lila, there's gonna be a long, blissful 11 weeks in the third grade.
I love you.
I love you too.
If I was fat, ugly, hairy, nasty, incontinent, flatulent, frigid, repulsive, bitchy, obnoxious, abusive, schizomanic, compulsive, psychotic, narco, nico, metho, alcoholic, never flushed and always left the cap off the toothpaste, would you still love me?
Yes?
I love you.
Why?
Because you're the most wonderful person I've ever met.
You need to get out more.
I love you.
I love you too.
Forever and always?
Maybe. Thank you, Peter. That was a really lovely dinner.
You're worth it, honey. I just can't believe it's been a year already. A year of wedded bliss on our little struggling farm.
Peter?
Yeah?
We've had a good first year. It's time to share it with someone.
Our life is good. You're right. But with as hard as we work to keep our heads above water, I just can't see getting pregnant right now.
You promised, Peter. Over a year ago, sitting right here when you proposed to me, you brought me hyacinths. The whole restaurant was filled with the smell of them. Do you remember?
Of course I do.
You said that your heart was so full it was spilling over, merging with the hyacinths in the air.
Did I say that? Wow, I must be a poet or something. No, I remember, Kitty. I remember my promise that within a year of marriage we'd get pregnant. But who could have foreseen this year with the drought and that whole crop dying and the dip in the organic sales and the co-op folding? I mean, Sam told us...
Peter, stop. You don't have to tell me I lost Mom's money. This isn't about all that, all those things. What I'm saying is, our life is still filled with beauty, with peace and abundance in its own way, and filled with love, like the smell of hyacinths in the air. And that's what she needs. The ground is fertile enough for her. We could wait years, wait forever, waiting to have more money, more security.
Proper health care.
But she's ready, Pete, and so am I.
She, huh?
I really think so. I can feel her. She's near me when I go through my chores each day. And I can feel her laughing sometimes, Pete. She's mischievous, I think. A troublemaker. Kind of like you.
Kitty, let's go home. I'm suddenly wiped out. Can we talk about this later? I promise.
Okay, Pete. I'll hold you to it, though. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary. Let's go home.
Move aside, ladies. Coming through. What's this, Dixie? Two eggs. Wow, they're blue. How pretty. Good work, girl. Good work. Pardon me, Trixie. I'll just take that. I mean, those. What's up, girls? You all get into the corn last night? Have yourself a little chicken party? Good grief, Zena. That's four. You are one powerful chicken.
Hey, babe. Good morning. The girls give us some good eggs?
My God, did they. Every chicken in the hutch laid at least two, and Zena laid four. And check this out. They're blue and green. All crazy colors. I thought we only had one Araucana this year.
Yeah, Sparky is. The rest are Plymouths and Buff Orpingtons. They shouldn't lay colors. God, these are lovely.
There's something else. You won't believe it, but...
What?
When I went in to uncover the cabinet this morning, the new one I'm working on, the pine boards had... Well, they've sprouted.
Sprouted?
It's like they weren't dead or something. They have little twigs with tiny needles in them. Well, don't look at me like that. I can take you out and show you. It's so weird. I was afraid to tell anyone. Why are you smiling?
Nothing.
K-
Kitty, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm really great.
This entire farm has lost its mind.
Come on down for dinner, babe.
Oh, man. My head's killing me.
Did you get all the little snakes out from under the bed?
Yeah, I finally got them all. Damn, I've never known snakes to lay their eggs indoors like that. It took forever to get all the little bastards out from behind the dresser.
I think they were cute.
Yeah, right. Well, your hands aren't covered in sticky snake piss. Did you get the water mopped up?
Yeah, it all came up. Daddy's coming by later to look at it.
It's a good thing the pipe burst where it did. It would have been terrible to have a waterfall like that in the pantry or something. Oh, my head. We got any aspirin?
On the windowsill by the flowers. Hun?
Yeah?
When I went into town today, I went to the doctor's.
Yeah? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I had the IUD taken out.
What? Kitty, I thought we talked about this. We weren't going to do that until we could afford a baby.
We were going to do it within a year, Peter.
Yeah, a year, but not like this year, with the crops and everything, and what Sam said about the market.
Listen, Pete, the fact is the baby wouldn't put up with that thing anymore. I think that's why it gave me such bad cramps. She was fighting with it.
Fighting? She was fighting? Oh, God, my head.
I really think that's why I've been sick. Anyway, it's out now.
You should have asked me first, Kitty.
Talk to the baby, Pete.
Talk to the baby? Look, I'll talk to the baby when I'm goddamn good and ready. What are you smiling about? This is serious.
It sure is, babe.
All right, I hear you. You persistent bastard. That's right, get the fucking ducks going. I didn't want to sleep anyway. What the hell is this now? Great, the mother of all erections. Damn, it's a pine board. If I don't get it down, I'll never be able to piss. God damn it! Shut up, I'm coming already. There's an idea. Kitty never minded a little poke in the morning. She can practically sleep through it. Aw, damn. No fucking IUD. I haven't bought condoms in 2 years. Shit. I give up! Hopefully the cows won't take this bulge the wrong way.
Peter, babe, wash up for dinner.
Ah, smells good. Man, I am so sore.
Cabinet not going well?
Oh, no, the cabinet's great. I got those weird twigs sanded off. It's my penis. My penis. It's terminally stiff. I could have strapped a sander to it and just stood there. A little sympathy would be nice. Where's that aspirin?
On the windowsill.
Oh, God. I forgot what this never-ending crotching. God, did you see the hay bales? The little green leaves on them? I've never seen hay do that. Not in all the years on my folks' farm. Never. Never. Little leaves of grass.
To the garden, the world anew ascending. Potent mates, daughters, son, preluding. The love, the life of their bodies, meaning and being. Curious, here behold my resurrection after slumber.
A little Walt Whitman, Kitty. Doesn't any of this weirdness bother you at all? Little snakes, floods, dead lumber, sprouting? What's it going to take to break through your little reverie? Tiny cubes of ice from the sky? Boils?
The sourdough starter exploded today. It just bubbled up like a slow volcanic leak and then shot out like a geyser. I'm still tangy behind the ears.
Oh, what the hell now? I can't take much more of this crap.
How do they breathe so fast? It's barely April. This global warming stuff's out of control. Kitty, kitty, stop spinning.
You can't stop it, Peter. Life wants to live. Life wants to live.
Jesus Christ. All right, you win. You win. Come on down. Stay a while. At this rate, I'll grow a third ball, or the cow will have sextuplets. Kitty, come here. Into the barn. I can't hear anything with these rods.
Kitty, you know I love you. My sun rises and sets on you. I don't want to fight with you, or with the baby, or with the frogs, or the hay, or my own dick, or anything else. I will keep my promise. Tomorrow I'll start making a crib out of the damn twiggy pine board. Seems appropriate.
Love you.
Yeah, sure.
I really love you.
Well, what's in it for me?
I love you.
I used to love you.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to spoil it for you.
I love you.
I love you. Sometimes.
Just sometimes?
Yes. But not right now. Come on. Please answer. Come on, Jen. Shit. Please, just answer the phone.
Hello? Who is it?
I must have dialed the wrong number. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I just gotten to sleep, you know.
Look, it won't happen again, I promise. Nice work, dipshit. Fuck! What the... Hello?
Now look here, my good man. If you're going to be making crank calls at, good heavens, 1 o'clock in the morning, you really ought to activate your caller ID blocker, or else some rather irate individual is bound to very well call you back and harangue you, or summon the authorities and have you arrested for harassment. I'm surprised a young fellow such as yourself that grew up around such a dizzying array of technology would be so incautious. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Let's see, what the devil is your name? David? Are you there, David? David... Higgins? Hello? Oh, come now, David. If you're going to ring me up in the middle of the night and rouse me from a sound sleep, the least we could do is...
God, why do I get all the freaks? Where's that fucking number? Fuck off! Get a life, retard! Jesus!
David, that your
irritatingly primitive.
Leave me alone, shit.
I know you're sitting there listening.
Fuck you.
And shouting obscenities at your answering machine.
Shut up.
But I will not shut up until I'm able to ascertain the reason why you called me tonight.
I wasn't calling you, dickwad.
It was likely not your conscious intent to dial my number. However, unconsciously, in the part of your simian brain that sees beyond the physical, rationalized world, it knew what it was doing, David.
What the fuck? I made a mistake.
There are no mistakes. Nothing happens by chance. The challenge is to be...
Listen, asshole. I was just trying to call my girlfriend, okay? I dialed the wrong fucking number and got you instead. Jesus.
Your girlfriend, eh? Now we're getting somewhere. What's her phone number?
If I knew that, I wouldn't have called you now, would I, Einstein?
You mean you were just dialing randomly? My, David, you're more unusual than I first thought.
No! God, I just misremembered it, that's all. I have it written down, but I can't find it.
What's her name?
That's none of your business.
Touchy, touchy. Are we having some domestic difficulties, David? Is that why you're so desperately dialing at this wee hour of the morning?
That's also none of your business. It's been charming talking to you, my good man, but I have a very important matter to attend to. Goodbye. Now where in the fucking hell... Jesus H. Christ. God damn it. What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
You're quite the colorful circumlocutionist, David. Do you speak that way to your mother as well? Though I must confess I do appreciate your picking up the phone this time.
Look, Mr. Bates.
It's Keller, actually. Reginald Keller. You can call me Reg.
Look, Reg, even if I wanted to talk to you, which I don't, I'd have to ask that you cool your heels for a bit while I communicate telephonically with my soulmate. So if you don't mind...
So you found her number then. Splendid. What is it?
I'm still looking for it.
Well, you've got time to chat then. Now, as I was saying... Hello? My goodness, I think I have another call coming in. Mine must be the lucky number tonight, eh, David? Let me see if I can get this fancy gadget. Hello?
What is this, fucking candid camera? No. God.
No? Oh, wait. Here we are. Hello?
Hello, Reg. It's Roxanne. I sincerely hope I didn't wake you.
As a matter of fact, I'm wide awake.
Oh, good. I've had the most awful time falling asleep tonight, darling. Being so far away from you and all. A girl gets lonely, you know.
Yes, I've been thinking fondly of you tonight also, pet. But you called it a most splendid time, for I'm having the most smashing chat with my new friend David, and I'm sure he'd be tickled pink if you'd join us.
Nuts always travel in pairs, don't they?
Come again, David?
I said hi. It's a pleasure, Roxanne.
You'll never believe it, darling. I was lying in bed just about to drift off when he called me straight out to the blue. All the way from... Why, I forgot to ask. Where are you calling from, David?
Van fucking Coover.
My apologies, darling. David can be rather raw, phraseologically. Kids these days, you know.
Well, if he's calling from Vancouver, he's obviously Canadian. They're very rugged.
Lovely city, though.
Yes, it's simply breathtaking. The mountains.
The sea.
The fire.
The champagne.
You.
Me.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Well, really, we must have another rendezvous, Reg.
We really must. Perhaps David would be kind enough to put us up.
I hate to burst your bucolic little bubble, but I live in Vancouver, Washington.
Well, that's just across the border, isn't it?
Yeah, across the Oregon border.
Oh, that's right. It's across the river from Portland, darling. I visited my niece Stephanie there last summer. Simply splendid little town.
So I hear, so I hear. If you're able to escape the old BNC for a weekend, we could stumble about Stumptown together.
Oh, Reg, you do know how to make a girl an offer she can't refuse.
Anything for you, darling.
And Stephanie works at the most adorable little restaurant. The salmon is to die for.
Sounds delightful. Simply delightful. Say, perhaps you could introduce your niece to David here. He's desperately clinging to some Cassandra who's thrown him over for some heavenly hard body.
What? You don't know that.
I'm sure the denial will wear off in a week or so, followed by a fortnight of semi-suicidal self-loathing, interspersed with long hours of passionate longing and a day or two of total emotional incapacitation. But after that, he'll be fine.
I think he and Stephanie will hit it right off. She can scarcely compose a sentence sans an obscenity, and her piercing collection is second to none. They'll get along famously.
Then it's all settled. I'll make the arrangements and give each of you a call with the particulars. David, clear your schedule from the 22nd to the 29th. It will be the week that changes your life. I guarantee it. Roxanne, you'll have two seats in first class. I insist. We don't want any drunks blathering on you like last time.
Oh, Reg, I simply love the way you take charge. It's so virile. I'm getting goosebumps.
As am I. With the anticipation of being in your heavenly presence once again, darling.
Oh, Reg.
Oh, Roxanne.
Reg.
Roxanne. We'll be together soon enough, my love. Though I really must give due credit to David. If his fingers had been more agile, I'm afraid we'd only be seeing each other in our dreams rather than dreaming of seeing each other.
Oh, Reg.
Oh, Roxanne.
Reg.
Roxanne.
Reg.
Roxanne.
Jesus! Why don't you start your own 1-900 number? Leave me out of it. God damn. Go ahead. Call back. I dare ya. Ha! Pussy. I thought so. Aha! There you are, you bastard. Christ. 262, not 622, dumbass. God. Come on. Please. Please, just answer the phone. Please. Shit.
I love you.
I love you too.
Let's get married.
And ruin a perfectly good relationship?
I love you.
I love your crotch.
I love your crotch.
I love it when our crotches get together.
I love you.
I love me.
Can I love you too?
You can try.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hello? I know you're over there. Hello? Hey, asshole!
What do you want?
I knew that would get your attention.
Well, you got it, okay?
You're ignoring me.
So?
So?
So I was ignoring you. Who cares?
I do! Why were you ignoring me?
Because I could.
What?
Because I could. Habla inglés?
Oui.
Then what's the problem?
You were ignoring me for no reason.
What do you mean for no reason? I had a reason.
Not a good one.
Good enough for me.
My feelings are not your plaything, okay?
Why not?
I'm very sensitive, you know.
Well, maybe you should just leave me alone. Did you ever think about that?
I leave you alone often enough.
Not for my taste.
Well, maybe you should get a do not disturb sign.
Like that would deter you.
Sure it would.
Would not.
Would too.
Give me a break.
I respect people's boundaries.
Like a peeping Tom respects privacy.
Are you calling me a pervert?
Maybe I am.
Huh?
Maybe I am.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let you stew on the issue of my opinion of your perversity for hours and hours and days and days and days and weeks and months and months and years and years and decades and decades and centuries and centuries and eons and eons and epochs and epochs.
Stop it!
Do you want to know why?
Why?
I'm not going to tell you why.
Why, please? Tell me why.
Because you can't stand uncertainty. That's why. Everything has to be absolute with you. You'd like to think I think you're not a pervert. But even if you thought I thought you were a pervert,
you could live with it because at least you would think you thought I thought you were a pervert. But since you don't know whether to think I think you are a pervert or to think I think you're not a pervert, it's driving you crazy. Because the truth is,
you haven't thought to think whether or not you are a pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
How do you know?
Because I'm not!
Liar.
Shut up!
You could be a masturbator.
Screw you!
Or perhaps a panty thief?
Bullshit!
Maybe a homo.
I am not!
Foot fetishist?
Never!
A pedophile.
That's disgusting!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Have you ever tried it?
No, and I don't want to.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am!
Are you sure, you queer, cross-dressing, jail-baiting jerk-off?
I am not!
Yes, you are, you fucking pervert.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. Are we happy now?
Shut up. Fuck.
Oh no, we are unhappy.
Bite me.
We made a little boo-boo and now we have a pouty face.
Go fuck yourself, pervert.
I think I'll fuck myself right here so you can watch. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Buzz off, wanker boy.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Do I need to kick your ass?
And neither will threats.
Shut the fuck up.
You wanna make me?
I'm warning you.
Go ahead, pussy.
Goddamn cocksucker, that does it.
Oh. Ouch. Ouch. Oh. Stop it, you brute. You beast, you're hurting me.
Missed me. Now you gotta kiss me.
Are you two fighting again?
One of us is trying.
Do I need to separate you two?
He started it.
I did not.
Did two.
Did not.
Did two.
Did not.
Did two.
Did not. Did two.
Did not. Did two.
Did not.
Did two.
Did not.
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 Did not. Did not.
Did not. Did not.
You are both in very deep trouble. There! I hope this teaches you two a lesson. Good night.
Oh, God, asshole.
You sound horrible.
So horrible.
This is all your fault.
It is not.
Why couldn't you just leave me alone?
Why did you have to be such a dick?
Because you're a pansy.
I thought I was a pervert.
You're a perverted pansy.
Sapus.
Oh, that really hurts.
You're ugly too.
Your mother wears army boots.
I love you.
I can't love you.
Why not?
Because you're you. I love you.
I love somebody else.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with second place.
I love you.
I love you too.
Then why do you hurt me?
Because I can.
I think we first met someplace around here. You were looking at slugs along the shore.
I could feel that you were watching intently. I could feel your presence. When I turned, you were already smiling.
I felt like I could know who you were just by looking at you. Just watching, I could feel who you were.
That seems so long ago sometimes, and yet...
Yeah, like yesterday. Must have been in the spring. All these auburn leaves floating on the lake were green, growing still, surrounding that sapphire water with verdant arms. And now, like a drummer keeping time under our feet, their golden brown colors show more meaning than any timepiece. I can't remember a time when I didn't know you.
Whatever happened before you came into my life doesn't exist anymore. I can't remember how I felt about any issue when I had only myself to consider.
We're tied. Linked like no others. Distracted by no others. Self-obsessively pure.
Well, yes. What do we do now?
Winter will soon be here. The coldest time. The bitter challenges. We can't linger in this twilight forever. Look how the afternoon sun shining through the trees is making silhouettes on the lake.
Are you afraid?
It will be so dark soon. The unknown. I shudder to think some force, a power we don't understand, will find some way to divide us. An abstract fear, I know.
Fear is always valid. What will we do? What would you have us do?
What do you think?
You know what I will say, don't you?
I've trusted you to guide us. When I hold your hand, the strength of it excludes the common, the routine mundane. When I listen to the music in your heart, your songs, I feel we're in the right direction.
You nourish me. I nourish you. We spin in our devotion like two ballet dancers, each in turn waiting for the other, holding out a hand and helping.
We're almost one thought. That's what you are feeling, isn't it? Two halves, almost joined by desire and caring. We'll take care of each other.
What are we waiting for? We can join in thought and heart like no one else. We have a song to sing to each other that will bind us and protect us from harm and separation. Our harmonies will secure this for all time, bodies aside, time aside, matter aside.
The time is now. Before is gone. After has no meaning. Hold my hand.
Now is the only presence. The fading rays of autumn will change our lives if we don't take the journey. We promise. To this end, we promise.
Yes, I promise. I'm here. I will always be here with you.
I will always be here with you.
Together.
What is it? Is everything okay?
Well, if you call being a vegetable okay, then yes. Nothing has changed. They are the same as yesterday. Except...
Except what? They're smiling, aren't they? Both of them. Is that a smile? I guess the body makes involuntary movements sometimes. Any chance they'll come out of it?
No. The diagnosis says no. But here, look at the charts. Notice anything different about the 13th?
Not really. Now that you mention it, their signs seem to have been steadily increasing since then. Heart and pulse, and... What does that mean?
Hey, check this out. We moved them side by side on the 13th. They've been here ever since. Now look at the differences again. It's dramatic, isn't it?
Together.
Together. Done. Complete. Now we're complete.
Can anything hurt us now?
Nothing. The world, the decay of bodies, time or matter. Nothing can change the way we're connected. Can't you feel it?
Yes, but I wanted you to say it. I wanted to feel it from you.
No one but us will help us now. You and me. An item unshakable by existence. We've made something of powerful shape that wasn't here before. Do you see it?
Yes. Just ahead, surrounded by trees. Beautiful, comfortable, safe, and inviting.
It's getting cold, darker. See what we made? See how beautiful it feels?
Home.
In our hearts, yes. Home.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love everyone.
Oh, so do I, but I love you more.
That's rather selfish.
I love you.
I love you too.
You'll learn to regret it.
I already am.
I love you.
I love you too.
What do we do now?
Beats me.
This has been a special Memorial Day edition of the Sudden Radio Project. We hope it brought your lovely holiday weekend to a lovely completion. The oh-so-memorable contributors to tonight's program were James Lawrence, Sharon Mann, Heather Andrews, Orion Gray, John Severn, Rollin Carlson, and some guy named Todd. The next broadcast of the Sudden Radio Project will be Monday, June 27th, from 11 p.m. to midnight, as always. Tune in every Monday night for delicious radio theater here on KABU's Radio Theater Hour. Next week, you can catch another surrealistic souffle on the Ubu Hour. June 13th, that's an improvisational implosion on the listeners. And on June 20th, it's bodacious bedtime stories for adults on Gremlin Time. Good night, and thank you for listening.
I love you.
I love you too.
Excuse me.
I love gas.
That wasn't me, was it?
KABU is proud to present one of the greatest jazz films ever made, Round Midnight. Join us Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater for this 1986 American-French film that captured the Paris jazz scene of the 1950s. Watch jazz legend Dexter Gordon deliver an Oscar-nominated performance. Round Midnight, the Clinton Street Theater, Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m., 2522 Southeast Clinton.
In conjunction with KABU's presentation of Round Midnight at the Clinton Street Theater, tune in Wednesday afternoon, December 11th, when KABU jazz host Rita Rega talks with bassist Chuck Israels about his experiences in the Paris jazz scene in the 1950s, playing with pianist Bud Powell, the real-life inspiration for the film. That's Wednesday afternoon, December 11th, between noon and 2 p.m. on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Olé, olé, it's showtime.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Oh, it's a load of
tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Calacala Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.